God. Okay.
We normally fumble so much more.
I was so ready before Zach. This is like the first time I've ever been.
First time ever. Usually she's like literally touching everything in the room.
I can't help that I'm a robot fingerer, you know?
No.
How's it going, Zachary? This is Confidently Insecure, the podcast where we're
absolutely sure we don't know everything.
I'm your host, Zach. What's coming up? Zach never waits in a line. Towers.
Ooh, I do fucking hate a line. And I'm Kelsey Dill-flavored Dara.
I just had an egg with dill on it.
Did you?
Did you watch me eat it?
I didn't see that it was dill that you put on it because I'm not obsessed with you, Kelsey.
Oh, A, hurtful. You should be. B, I'm obsessed with dill. Put dill,
is so good. Pickle everything. I'm going to go further and say
okay.
Pickle everything.
I try pickled anything at this point.
Oh.
I'm going to call you out for two things. One, Zachary has a crush.
Fuck you. I had a first date that went well and like, he's sick, he says, and I have to believe that.
You had a second date plan, and he texted you saying, I'm sick, sorry, yes. After he scheduled.
And okay, so I was like, absolutely, I'm so sorry you feel sick, let me know if you need anything, blah. And he's like, I'll text you when I'm on the other side of this. But, to me, that means I'm about to ghost you.
Which is crazy, because I was like, dog, you're sick. You were sick as shit like
no
2 weeks ago.
No one's sick right now.
Everybody's sick right now. Everyone
I was literally sick
flu.
3 weeks ago. Yeah. But not him. He's tall. He's too tall to be sick.
That's not how it works.
But when Kelsey was slamming hard-boiled eggs a minute ago, he texted me if I watched the Night Country True Detective finale, and I said I did. Did you?
So he's back.
So if you're ghosting me, that would be insane.
Yeah, don't do that.
To text me.
Also, you've never had, like, I've never seen you have a crush. I've never heard you be like, oh my God, this guy. Like,
yeah,
can you believe? Ever.
I don't crave having a crush.
This is fun.
It disarms me.
Okay, so this is like, we're getting vulnerable right now.
I'm just like a little baby raccoon.
That's being thrown out of the nest.
In a trash can full of emotion.
Oh, that's what it is. Why did I think raccoons lived in trees in a nest?
They might.
Do they get thrown out by their mom to see if they can fly?
That's a lifestyle choice. Yep. The mom raccoons take baby raccoons to the top of tall buildings and throw them.
Take them to the top of your new boyfriend. Am I right?
Wait, how tall is Athlete?
6'5".
Damn it!
This guy's 6'3".
6'3".
Oh, you want them to fight each other?
I mean,
I'd fucking pay to watch that, bitch! Second thing I'm calling you out for, I cannot, and we've talked about this before, I cannot. It's the funniest thing to me about you.
I can't believe you're doing this to me live on the podcast.
This is the funniest fucking thing I've ever heard that you do. You dress up to go to the dentist.
Not dress up. I'm not in like a top hat and a monocle.
You are literally in dress pants.
No, these are just like fun.
They're
baggy
slacks.
Pants.
You've only worn sweatpants since I've known you.
But they are. They
and
are.
Baby jeans. Those are office business pants.
Are they?
And you told me once, you were like, I gotta go home and change. And I go, why? And you go, because I gotta go to the dentist. And I go, sorry, what?
Okay, for the record, it is something, it's something I would do for any appointment, especially to someone who is still in debt from going to medical school.
The dentist?
Yeah.
Okay, it's not you. I'm shocked that you dress up for appointments, period. I'm already paying them. Why I gotta waste my energy and look good, too?
You know what's so funny, Kelsey? I actually agree with you.
That's never happened.
Never happened, and it will never again.
Okay, but it's so funny.
And I only agree with you in, like, spirit. I, like, obviously don't agree with you for my own personal...
It just seems like something so, first of all, old-timey. In the 1930s, they were big day. We're dressing up for the
dentist. I got my corset on and my white gloves.
We only get one appointment every 6 years. Today's the big day. I'm going to the dentist. It just seems, like, archaic and, like, the wrong thing to dress up for.
I think at the end of the day, it's still always safer to be overdressed than underdressed.
Who are you trying to impress?
You know, nobody, because it's mainly females that work there. But I did have a boy today. And there was a cute boy who didn't clean my mouth, which I was kind of happy for. Because I'm like, I don't need your scrutiny in my mouth.
Speaking of male and female, you just said men and female. I have a big surprise for you.
You are trans.
I don't know if that would be a surprise to anybody. I don't know. I feel like I'm like very much capable. Big surprise.
Your eggs.
I got the results.
How many girls? How many boys?
I'm telling you live, baby.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready for this? For my egg retrieval, which I'm doing a whole series about on TikTok, so don't worry, you don't have to know everything right now. I got 8 eggs pulled. Only 5 took sperm.
The cum.
And then out of those 5, only 3 made it to day 5, which is when they're called blastocysts, which is basically when they are an embryo, which means day baby.
2 girls, 1 boy.
So out of 3, you think 2 girls, 1 boy?
Yeah.
Zachary, they are all
boys.
Boys.
You gotta set them on fire. We are not bringing more boys into the world.
I got 3 fucking boys.
Kelsey, no.
Zach.
This is not feminist.
This is not okay.
This is the patriarchy. This is misogyny.
Can you believe?
The fact that you have created a hospitable environment for boys is horrible.
I feel like a traitor. I feel like my DNA betrayed me.
Okay,
I feel
wait. They could be gay.
That was my saving grace.
They should be gay. Okay, at day 5, can we put more cum on them? And see how they take to that?
They're like, I like it. This feels familiar.
This feels right.
And like my father, but we won't mess that up when we're older.
Well, it doesn't have to be the dad cum. It could be different. It should be different cum.
You want to donate some? A couple drops?
I'll give you some cum to throw on your kids.
Okay. Don't take that sentence out of context ever for this podcast.
Your egg babies.
Thank you. I couldn't believe it. I was shocked. Mikey, however, my baby daddy, is 1 of 3 boys. And they had a nephew. So it's like clearly a strong spermy sperm fam. But my dad is a boy and 3 girl sisters. And then it's me, my sister, and my mom. So I was like, I thought we would have had an even Steven split.
Wait, is it possible to have only girl cum or boy cum?
What do you mean?
Oh, wait, I forgot the eggs involved in it too. But I was saying like, okay, like cum.
No, there's no way to test the sperm to know which one.
Really?
Because the sperm is what makes it male or female.
Okay. So the sperm is what carries the chromosome?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So
don't
Google
it.
Damn it. Now I actually want to know, are all eggs girls?
No.
Okay.
All eggs are blank slates.
Okay. And then the cum carries.
Yeah.
The.
Which is funny because when you're watching the embryos there's like a ring camera in the petri dish and you can watch them grow. It's insane. I watched them for 5 days, like cheering them on. And I was like, oh, that one's not going to be. That one looks insane.
Stop.
Yeah. And I was right. I was like, ooh, one's for sure gone. And then I was like, ooh, another one. Not going the way.
Maybe they just needed a drop of Red Bull.
You think that's what it was?
I mean,
the magical ingredient.
Listen,
they give you wings.
I'm a scientist.
Give them to those raccoons falling out of sweet trees. So I watched them, and the egg does a lot of work.
Okay, calm down.
For the first,
do you know how far we had to swim? Why do I identify as cum? I identify as a sperm, but I don't know that. Literally, I've never in my head. Sperm are boys.
Do I identify as cum? I think I also identify as cum.
Really?
When I'm thinking about it, I was cum.
Cum?
Oh yeah.
You are a strong swimmer.
And I, you know, leave him on red.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, reach out, please. Please,
yeah, a scientist.
Do you? No, not a scientist. I don't think any scientists listen to this podcast.
So rude.
If they do, they are having an aneurysm in their car right now.
As always.
But comment below. Do you identify as cum or egg?
Let us know. And tell us why, and we'll read them off next week.
Yeah.
Also, at my family group chat, I obviously told my family, and my sister just texted, Mom is already naming your sons Kelsey. Keegan is her number one so far. And then my sister said, I say Jack or Charlie. What? How boring.
They're not golden retrievers.
No, and that's the other thing. I had no boy names picked out. Do you know how many girl names I have picked out in my little notes in my phone?
I mean, I guess hopefully more than three.
So many. So well, many.
Listen, first of all, girl names can be boy names.
Not this.
What? Penelope Ann?
Ruby?
Ruben?
You think I'm going to name my kid after sandwich?
He should be so lucky to live up to
a Ruben. Got it. Okay. Subway Footlong sponsor.
Wait, hit me with more. Let's workshop.
Okay. Well, I don't want to give all my baby names away, but okay, who cares? Okay. My number one is Gemma.
Okay.
Because then you can call her your little Gem.
What about Gemmo?
What is he, Italian race car driver?
Maybe, I don't know.
Gemmo's not even the race car driver. He's like the guy who changes the tires.
Or what about Gem? It could still
Gem.
Be.
Gem? Yeah. Okay, I do like Gem. And then I was thinking Emerald, and you call her Emmy.
Emerald is unfortunately a chef and will be until that person's dead.
Oh, I forgot about Chef Emerald.
Legazzi or something.
Bam! Is his name Emerald or Emerald?
Oh, it might be Emerald. Don't Google
That's
it.
That's a lot today. We're on a hot take.
What do you... We are on par with every episode. Goes,
yeah, you're not wrong.
Wait, were you the one that like named Olive? Because I do think that's a cute name.
No. I can't help but think of the Pits. Olive Pits?
Oh, I get mine de-pitted.
Ooh, you're rich.
What about Ever?
Ooh, I like... Why do I like that?
It's cute.
For a boy?
Yeah.
Ever! And then I have to name him four. Ever.
Aww.
Yeah. Just thought that was interesting. Hey, we have a fun segment. We have an update to our last Dating No Filter.
Oh my God. I don't know this, but
no.
Yes.
So, as you guys know, last week I read a Dating No Filter that came specifically from my sisto.
But we aren't supposed to say that part.
Oh, no, I said it. And.
But if you're listening, it's not necessarily her sister.
There you go. And I don't know if I'm supposed to say this part either. She didn't explicitly give me permission. But she, like, voice noted me. She's like, Kels, oh my God. Like, just heard your advice on the podcast. So funny. So there's this guy at the gym.
Yes.
And he always wears, like, the same white hat. And, like, he's got tattoos, but she hasn't been close enough to see yet. And he's very, like, quiet or whatever. She said she took her sponsee to an NA meeting.
And he was there?
And he was there. Oh. Because she doesn't go to NA anymore. She only goes to AA. So she hasn't been to NA in a long time. And so she was like, yo, is this the same motherfucker that I see at the gym every day?
You know.
She said she wasn't sure because he wears a hat and she needs to get closer to see the tattoos, but she said 99.9% sure it's the same guy.
I'm going to say okay. You should be able to pick your gym crush out of a fucking Six Flags, like,
really?
Crowd. Yes.
That's so funny because for me, my gym crush doesn't live anywhere outside of the gym. Like, I couldn't tell you what their regular clothes looks like.
But they're fit. You are in love with them.
Yeah.
I could spot a guy from the gym in any outfit, in any location.
That does seem obsessive and crazy.
So? Don't stalk shame me.
You're right. You're fucking right.
Wait. Okay, so this is great. So we know his weaknesses.
Drugs. So, like, she also said she wasn't sure because she was trying not to stare. But you know when they're like, does anyone in the room have over a year under their belt? And she's not sure if he raised his hand or not.
Girl, what is your sister doing facing the wall?
Closing her eyes. She's guessing.
Yeah, fucking look, girl.
I know. And she's like so, it's just, it kills me that she's so fucking hot and successful and fun. I'm like, just go up to him and be like, do you go to that gym?
Yeah.
And you want to fuck?
Yeah, on the flip side. Don't approach him at the gym and say, do you go to that
NA meeting?
But at the NA meeting, you would absolutely be like, hey, I'm blank. I have this much sobriety and I'd love to fuck you.
Oh, I like that. Have you ever done that? That seems very much like a movie you would do.
No, but you know what's so funny? Because there is this unspoken rule. And there are no rules in AA, just for the record. There's suggestions.
You can't come with booze.
Excuse me?
Can you
come with booze?
Can you come with booze to
like
the
ejaculate? Oh, no. You're not supposed to. So you're supposed to have 24 hours of sobriety to share.
Because people.
But you could come drunk or hungover. For sure. And the thing is, like, it always resets. So, like, if you do something stupid and get asked to leave a meeting, you can come back tomorrow.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah. It's totally a clean slate place. But there's this unspoken suggestion that you shouldn't do anything big in the first year.
Right.
So
don't get bangs. Don't adopt a dog.
Don't get your eggs retrieved. No. They're drunk. They're hungover.
They're not
Wait for a fresh batch.
Yes.
No, but a big thing is like, oh, like, yeah, don't fuck newcomers. Mm-hmm. Like, and you know what's so funny? Hmm. Is that rule is actually to protect the person with time. Because newcomers are chaotic. Slope. Yes. And I remember when I was like, oh, I can't wait to get a year so people will start hitting on me. Girl, that year came and went.
And now we're at no. 6 or 7.
8, girl.
Fuck. See, I knew that rule, but my thinking was that it was just two addicts shouldn't be like.
That's probably part of it.
Boning at all, like no matter what.
Well, if you're both in less than a year, do it.
Yeah.
Do it. I mean, that's like not smart probably, but. Yeah. It's for like, oh, you've like built this beautiful, like 5 years of sobriety. You're so stable. You have all these things and you hook up with someone and then they like steal your iPad because they're like actually on drugs. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. I also love that when you say that's protecting the one with time, you literally mean protecting. I thought you meant like you're going to meet like a unsober twink that comes in like you'd fall for it and you both do crack together.
That too.
You meant like he's going to steal your shit. I mean, sell it for drugs.
I have a literal example of this in which I had like a year and a half.
Okay.
And this guy had like 6 months.
Uh-oh, and you broke the rule?
We hooked up. Mm-hmm. And I did have a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And I like texted him like the next day or whatever, or maybe a couple days later. He didn't text me back. Mm-hmm. And then like 5 days later, I'm kind of like hurt, like blah, blah, blah. He texts me because he had gonorrhea. So literally, if I had just not fucked with this chaotic dude, I wouldn't have had throat gonorrhea.
So why did he ghost you?
He probably just don't like me.
But how nice of him to text you had gonorrhea, at least.
I know, that's sweet. But it's not like the text you want from the person that you were like, you had a really like fun, like impromptu night.
Why didn't you follow the rule? You're such a fucking rule follower.
Yeah, but at a year and a half sober. No, you know what? I like to break rules occasionally.
Wait.
And this is the thing. This is the thing. It's not a rule. It's a suggestion.
Okay.
They're all suggestions.
Liberal and loose. Hanging loose. I like it.
That's what
you've
my
never
Bible's
broken
been
a
called.
Fucking rule in your life.
Listen, rules are important if we want to live in a safe, respectful society.
We don't.
Period. We should do an episode on like etiquette.
You have none.
I have plenty. And that I mean like you let people off the elevator before you get
on.
Oh,
you need to go to Asia, dude. You need to go immediately.
Oh, it's like
to
orderly.
Japan. It's unbelievable.
I think I would maybe stay.
You would move.
I just like I see people behave certain ways in public and I'm like, who raised you?
Dude, everyone becomes so selfish very quickly in public. It's weird.
It's such a bummer.
Yeah.
It's really such a bummer to see people only because this is the thing, like and this is getting woo-woo now, like
MySpace.
You know, but like you are the person you cut off in traffic.
Ooh.
You are the person you bumped into to get down the escalator faster. Like mm-hmm. we are all connected. Like
yeah.
you are karmatically speaking, you are putting out there what you will get back. Or for that matter, you are treating someone like someone might treat your feeble grandma.
Oh
like
God.
And because you behave that way. You cannot be upset when your grandma gets knocked down or driven off the road.
Are you sure they didn't give you laughing gas at the dentist?
Am I not making any sense?
No, it was just so poetic.
I'm very connected to...
It felt like a high
to the universe. Yeah, all I'm saying is like, yes, I like rules, you bitch.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about what this episode's actually about. The weather is getting warmer, so it is time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now that I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortless, effortlessly
chic
year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from 30 doll hairs, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
I can confirm this. I'm actually wearing Quince pants right now.
You are.
They are so, they're loose, they're breezy. These babies have a button, a fly, drawstring, and elastic in the band. So I can like, I can dress them up, I can dress them down.
Yes.
They're the perfect pant for summer, and I'm really comfortable as hell in them.
Honestly, I am wearing the Quince 14 karat gold earring loop right now.
Oh my God.
I know. I think it's so cute. It does not tarnish. It is so comfy, and I have sensitive ears, so I'm really loving this for my body. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Kelsey for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Kelsey to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Kelsey.
Oh!
Okay, I did a chaotic thing this morning where I literally texted Zach, hey, so I had a dream last night that we did a podcast episode about airplanes and airports and secrets and hacks and drama and do that. And now I have to get on a call, so don't ask me any questions about it. Bye! And Zach was like, what? What do you want me to research? And I was like, you know, airplanes, secrets, hacks, airports, flying, drama.
yes, I understand those buzzwords. Yes, I understand airline travel. But, like, you were like, you know how that door, like, blew off the thing? I'm like, yeah, that's not a hack, though. So are we talking about scariest airplane incidents or things, you know, I was just like,
it's a hack to get off the plane faster.
And also I want to point out, I don't know if we talked about this on air, but Kelsey dragged me one time for pitching an episode on, like, the scariest avalanches of all time. And, like, I don't think our listeners want to hear about that. Like, yeah, 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 yeah. And then she's like, airline secrets.
Okay, to be fair.
Doors blowing off 737s. I'm like, okay.
I just don't know how many stores, like, with airports and airplanes, lots of material there. Tons of avalanche, you get one outcome.
Yeah, but
snow's falling down the hill.
But it was winter, and it was timely.
Okay, you're right. Maybe next season.
No, I don't want to do it anymore.
Okay, you are the guy you sass to your friend.
Okay. I am both the guy and
the cum.
Yes.
You travel all the time.
Yeah, so do you.
Yeah. So
we start accusing each other.
You travel all the time.
Yeah.
How do you feel about travel? Like, are you a wanderlusting little slut? Do you love going to the airport? Are you like, oh, yes, I got a flight coming up? Because you go a lot.
I do go more and more and more.
Yeah.
Of course, it's that thing. It's like when it's winter, you miss summer. When it's summer, you miss winter. So it's like when I'm on the road, it's exhausting. And I'm like, oh, I just want to be back in LA walking to like my places. Yeah. And like, but then when I'm in LA for too long, I'm like, I could go someplace.
I could go someplace.
I will say my least favorite thing is going to and from LAX. It literally gives me like anxiety. Yes. Last time I landed last week, it said no Ubers available.
What?
Literally. And then I went to Lyft and it was trying to find me a car for 15 minutes. Cancel, went back 10 minutes. Couldn't pair me with a car.
What'd
and
you
so
do?
I took a fucking cab.
Yeah, like a 1920s.
I was like, what is, and I was actually scared the whole time. I was like, this is going to be $200. But
how much was it?
It was like
70.
No, it was like 50.
That's not bad.
No.
It's insane that now taxis are cheaper than Ubers.
But that was part of the anxiety. Cause also like you get back and then if you're far away from the LAX lot, you have to take a shuttle to it.
God.
So it's like, I just want to go home.
Honestly, that's like, I concur. Like, the act of getting to, once I'm at an airport, I'm actually okay.
Totally.
And actually, one of the things I've written down is that airports are designed to make you spend money and kind of have fun.
Well, you can spend money anywhere.
Oh, yes.
It's fascinating.
It's a problem.
Kelsey bought non-books at a bookstore yesterday.
And
crazy.
Zach said, I would love to know, like, you could probably afford a house by now.
I have a theory. I have a theory.
You spend stupid shit on.
That Kelsey could have bought a house.
I couldn't. Maybe.
I think so.
I'm not doing the math. I also was and still am, let's be real. I am very claustrophobic and have a huge fear of flying. So for a very long time, I had to get very zooted off this earth to fly.
Oh.
But now, ever since I've been healing from my panic attacks and sober, I actually fly not bad.
Sobriety helped?
Yes.
Interesting.
I know. I used to think that drinking and getting like blacked out on the plane was like what got me there. And then I would arrive at my destination and I'd be like, I want to go home. How did I get here? I don't remember the flight. Like it was just all bad. So I would say I'm the best now at traveling than I've ever been.
Yeah.
But I'm also at a weird age where like, I don't have any kids. I don't have my own place. So it's like, sometimes I want to be crazy flip it and just book a one-way ticket to Amsterdam. And then sometimes I'm like, I never want to leave my house again. So I don't know if I am like in my wanderlust era or if I'm just like craving change.
I guess where I think of you in your wanderlust era is when you went to Europe and you had your followers tell you what to do.
That was fun.
That seems peak like wanderlust.
I was running probably from a lot. Anyways, this episode is about travel hacks and secrets from your perfect airport airline connoisseurs, Zach and Kelsey.
Oh my God, I was like,
I'm bringing in this special guest, Pilot Joe. Have you ever, by the way, have you ever been, like my biggest fear / desire is to be on a plane when one of those viral moments happen, where someone's bust out a recording and some crazy shit pops off.
I don't want to be anywhere where anything happens. I would like a calm experience at all times.
I kind of like, there's a desire in me that wants to see it happen and get the whole plane to be like, kick him off, kick him off. That's my goal.
Yeah.
But have you ever been anywhere that's happened?
Oh, in like a crazy plane situation? That is a great question. I don't think so. I think someone's gotten, like, they've needed a doctor.
Oh, is there a doctor on board?
Yeah, they don't scream it like that. Oh. But they did ask, I think someone was having, they had like a small stroke or something like that.
I didn't know strokes could be small, medium, and large.
Aren't they?
I didn't know.
What's the difference between stroke and seizure? In my head, they're kind of interchangeable.
That's not correct.
Okay.
People with epilepsy right now, quaking.
They have seizures.
Yes.
Who has strokes?
Anybody.
Aww. That's nice.
Inclusive.
It is.
Okay. So my personal hack / secret is you absolutely need to get TSA PreCheck, clear, and global entry.
Okay, wait. This is on my thing too, and I debated it.
Why?
The TSA PreCheck line is getting longer.
Correct. And so is clear.
Okay, this is the thing. Most times now, PreCheck's faster than clear.
That's why you gotta have both.
Okay.
That's why I said have all the fucking things. Have global entry, have TSA PreCheck. That's all I'm gonna say.
And I do wanna go over, because, okay, this is the thing. PreCheck is the best money I've ever spent. I believe it's $80 for 5 years of PreCheck. What?
If you have the Amex Platinum card,
it's free. Clear is free.
And clear and global entry payment.
Yeah, but not PreCheck.
Oh. Are you sure?
Just clear.
I don't believe you.
Clear, but this is the other thing. When I saw clear for years, I was like, oh, that must be like $100 a time or something. It's like $150 for the year.
Yeah.
And when there's a long ass line, it fucking comes in handy.
So much. And now they even have it where global entry, when you're entering back into the country, you don't even have to take out your passport.
Wait, does it do face?
It does face and you walk right through. I don't even care. Take my image. You can know where I am.
I cannot even begin with people resistant to technology.
I get it. Easier. I don't want to be that smart. I totally get it. I don't want to be that smart and paranoid.
Oh my God. Well, no, it's just like, what do you think's going to happen? Honestly.
Okay, well then I have a factoid that's not going to make you feel better. The USA did a test to see how strong TSA was in America. And eight times out of 10, they got bombs or knives through.
Of course. TSA is nothing more than performance art.
Oh, but they can find my fucking cookies?
Wait, are you mocking me now?
No.
Because I've been open, like, I'll carry with a thing of cookies.
Every time. Every time they find
him. Well, you know, this is what pisses me off. It's not every time. Mm. It's, I get stopped for different things. One time it was like a book. Oh. And one time it was like, my business cards were in like a little box. Mm. And I'm like, I always travel with these things. I should be getting stopped every single time.
It's not consistent.
It's not.
Yeah. Well, I have another hack for you.
Okay.
If you want to bring a full bottle of water through TSA, you can. Any guesses how?
I mean, of course I'm going anal. But what else were you expecting me to say?
You know what? That is on me. That is my fault. It's you freeze it. You bring ice through.
And it's a solid?
Yeah. Yeah, you like that one.
I love it, but is that real?
Yes, it's real because it's a solid. And you drink just whatever extra water as it melts before you go in and then you're through.
Here's this other thing you can do. Bring a fucking empty water bottle and fill it when you get to the other side. Because guess what, bitch? Mm. When you go to the other side of TSA, it's still a chunk of ice.
Yeah, that's true. You could put it in your thighs, though. Mm. Little thigh meat, little thigh heat.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, if you ever forget your ID and you have clear, you don't need an ID. They eye scan. So you can just go through. Another thing, if you don't have your ID and you find yourself at the airport, if you get 2 to 3 pieces of something with your name on it, you can go through.
Like credit cards?
Credit cards, mail, prescriptions.
Okay, literally the idea of traveling anywhere outside my home without my ID paralyzes me.
Tiny bottle, right?
I don't even show my ID that often, but the concept of not having it in like Iowa fucking freaks me out.
See, I am someone who like brings my passport, my global entry card, my ID.
Yeah.
I bring my international driver's license. I travel with it even if I'm going to fucking Tampa. I just want it all. I don't want to
ever. My passport's often with me, but in a separate place than where my ID is.
Yeah, same. I thought this was a fun fact. These are fun airport facts. Singapore Airport has a 6-meter grotto waterfall and an exhibit with 1,000 live butterflies.
Seems unnecessary.
South Korea Airport, ice skating rink. What? Yeah. Munich Airport, own brewery. Give me one of them airport beers.
Well, wait. Now, I mean, why does it need to be brewed there? Just as a kitschy thing.
Just a kitschy thing. You got it. You got your airport brew.
Germany, I've heard some bad things about you in the past, and I'm gonna throw that one on the list.
The whole for the rest of time. They're okay. Here is how you can check any size bag except for oversized, like skis and.
What's the other thing? Guitars.
Sure. For free.
Put a baby on it. Turn it into a car seat.
Turn it into a, put a baby stroller. Inside of it. Got it.
This is my baby's thing.
Yeah, and you can't tell me it's not because prove it. It's not. So the way you check any bag for free, and they said on this hack that like even the TSA pre-check people might like give you a look, but they're not going to stop it from happening. You can bring any sized bag through the little thing, and then once you get to your gate. When they say, does anyone want to check a bag for free?
They don't always say that.
Then you go up and you say, I'd like to check my bag, because they always will.
It's okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Imagine bringing fucking skis through the fucking TSA check.
Could you bring a dead body if it was like yours?
They fly dead bodies home all the time.
But like, could you take it through security?
Like if that's my uncle
and you cannot tell me what to do with him. He's on dry ice.
I just feel like you could claim religion for just about anything and they couldn't stop you without
fear. Or being gay. Sued.
No, they don't give a fuck now. They're like, jog in line, bitch. Okay, so if there is a long customs line and you don't have global entry, there's a thing called Mobile Passport. It's an app. It takes 2 minutes to sign up. You could literally sign up while you're still at the back of the line of the customs line.
Is this an ad, Kelsey?
I wish.
Be honest.
Speaking of, no, I wish. But here's an easy hack for airports. If arrivals is busy with taxis and people,
go to departures. There's actually like a thing where you can look up what flights, cause it like goes back and forth. It's like, a lot of flights take off in this time. A lot of arrivals happen in this time. That's what I've been told. At least don't Google it.
I thought this was interesting. Pilots often all carry the same brand of luggage carry-on, and it's by a brand called Luggage Works, not sponsored. But if you know, if you look around and start to notice, most pilots, 9 times out of 10, have a luggage works bag.
I'm gonna actually start looking at that. If we're just doing hacks, I'm gonna jump in with some that I wrote down.
Okay, I have one more, and then
I'll jump in.
Oh, fuck you! I'm doing one more.
Yeah, I do.
This one was actually, I don't know why this was my favorite, because I think all airports could use a modernization. All of them need updates. All of them need new colors, new art, new technology. I want it all to be redone. But put my tax dollars into making LAX more.
Coming from you, though, that doesn't... You're always remodeling stuff.
Okay, fair enough.
So, like, you would do it and be like, no, do it again.
Get it better.
Paint it.
I liked this, though, that now modern airports that are now being built are using all carpet because of two reasons. It's easier to roll bags, and it... absorb sound.
Wait. I don't think it's easier to roll bags.
This new carpet is.
Then, like, linoleum?
Think about all the... and, like, the up... and the fucking cracks and creases and things you gotta roll over.
What cobblestone airports are you traveling through?
It's over in Germany. On my way to Bremen.
It's a stone airway.
Think about it. Carpet is making airports quiet.
Okay, I like that, but I also don't think of airports as loud spaces.
Oh, I do.
No, just from the announcements, maybe.
They're also taking away announcements. All the new modern airports are going, like, mobile notifications. Isn't that cool?
What about the old people?
Let them die. Oh, I mean, miss their flight. Okay, you go.
Okay, check your seat assignment starting 4 days before the flight, because that's when airlines start to upgrade people, and then better seats become available.
Oh, I thought it was like 24 hours before.
I mean, the thing I read said 4 days.
Okay.
But all your TSA stuff, if you don't have pre-check, in your carry-on, so you can just go, like, toiletries, blank, and you're not, like, opening up your suitcase and stuff. Portable charger.
Ugh.
I never go anywhere without this fucking heavy-duty-ass battery, because it charged my phone faster than any wall outlet I've ever seen.
Can I tell you one more hack of that?
No, you're done.
I got a cord. Where at the end, where you plug into your phone, it's three cords. You can change the cap, and it's all on one little cord. So you can plug in an iPhone.
So it's one cord at a time, but...
It's one cord with different caps as the head. So you can plug in your iPhone to charge, or you could change it and plug in your iPad.
But not at the same time.
No.
Okay.
Or you could put a micro USB. And I was like, I put that in my travel bag. I never take it out. Because now whenever I'm somewhere, I just... plug that in.
So you find yourself using it.
Every time I travel.
So wait. What charges Androids and other non-Apple products?
USB-Cs.
Okay. So my battery thing came with, damn it, Kelsey. Mine came with both.
Okay.
And I actually use
both.
Yeah. Cool. Watch what you eat and drink. I dehydrate myself when I fly. I just notice I do it. I do not drink water from the time I get to the airport to the... No, I refuse. Especially if it's a window seat. Oh my God.
Is get water.
I deprive myself.
Why?
Because I don't want to have to pee.
And it's also the air is so dry.
I know. Well, I'm actually going to get to... Well, I can say that one now. Moisturize. You should actually drink water on a flight. I'm just saying what I do. Well, no. Watch what you eat and drink is... This is also tied in with flight attendants say don't eat food on an airplane.
On a plane. I know.
Always bring your own. Yes! It's the potable water from, like, the bathroom.
That's insane. I thought heating it up, boiling it to make coffee would make it safe.
I also, a comedian just said yesterday that she hasn't changed her Brita filter in 3 years. She's like, if it's cold, it's clean.
Yeah. That's 100% true. I have not changed the filter under my sink since I moved in.
You didn't save the one, even though you texted it in your chaotic texts. Secret passport expiration dates. A lot of countries actually won't accept your passport if it expires within 6 months of the date.
Which I could not believe. I'm leaving tomorrow for a trip to Mexico. You do need a passport to go to Mexico. And in the girly group chat, someone was like, oh, and by the way, make sure. And mine is within 6 months. Thank God, because Mexico's like BFF with America in some reserves. They were like, oh, Canada and Mexico don't count it. But if I would have gone to Europe, they might not have seen my ass.
Yeah.
Why do we have expiration dates?
I think it's because in that case, 6 months is like the longest you could stay as a non-citizen.
But then what happens if my passport expires?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So you'd have to leave anyway within that 6 months.
Okay.
Don't yell at me, Kelsey.
Go on.
Download maps so you can use them without data or Wi-Fi for when you get to your place. Book seats near the galley or whatever, like the for best service.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I love flight attendants. They do be hanging out in the galley a lot.
Oh my God. One time, like, one was back there eating mac and cheese. The other one was, like, doing a crossword puzzle. I was like, I need something.
I did not pay fucking $700 to go from A to B.
Also, though, I will say, I haven't done this in a second, but because I just keep forgetting, but I always bring a handful of $5 Starbucks gift cards to give to the flight attendants.
$5?
Yeah.
First of all,
do you think it's not enough?
No, that's so much money. I would really bring them a cookie.
Well, a cookie is probably $5.
That's right. Yeah,
You're not making cookies.
No, for sure not.
And also, I don't know if they could accept like a
food
cookie. Like, are you doing like a package
it's
thing?
It's very appreciated. I just think with how much you travel, you're spending so much money.
The thing is, like I said, I don't do it consistently. I was doing it consistently for a minute when I wasn't traveling as much.
Do they think, is the thought behind it, you want to get upgraded to first?
Well, no, this is the thing, because I thought that. And of course, it's not completely like no ulterior motives, but that's life. Grease the wheels where you can grease the wheels.
Squeaky wheel gets the oil.
But I do it on Southwest too. So I'm just like, I brought these for you guys. Like, they, flight attendants, have lost their minds.
That is, I do think that's very sweet. That's crazy to me that you do that.
Well, but if, when you think about it, it's usually 4 flight attendants for a flight. Like, for the most of the flights I'm doing across, like, just around the continental US. So that's $20.
Yeah, I guess my whole thing is I'm already spending so much goddamn money every time I travel and go on a plane and go to an airport.
And, like, live.
Yeah, and live.
Your day-to-day life. But I will say, when I did to the UK, when we landed, they gave me a bottle of champagne.
And you were like, I don't drink.
I didn't say shit. I was like, thank you. Because I was, like, sleepy. Yeah. I was like, thank you so much.
Honestly, if you ever see me on a plane, your flight attendant, I do fucking love y'all. Because they're my favorite kind of people.
What I love nowadays is locking eyes with the flight attendant when we see someone do something like not cute.
Did you see that?
And she's like, and she'll like roll her eyes. She's like,
gotta love
there's it. There's always one.
There's always one.
Don't eat off the tray. Babies get changed on that tray and there's poop on them. Don't take your shoes off. People, apparently it's a big thing. People take their shoes off and like walk up and down the aisle.
I agree.
Do you?
I do that.
Kelsey.
I wear socks. I wear airplane socks. They're thick compression airplane socks. I do. I don't want my feet in shoes ever. I never wear shoes ever in my life.
I usually travel with like Crocs, but like.
Mm-mm. They're coming right off the second I get on the plane.
You're part of the problem.
Yeah, I am.
Moisturize. Drink water. Have like a travel moisturizer thing. Lip balm.
Uh-huh. I got that.
Oh, this is just traveling in general. If you're changing time zones, a few days before, start behaving as if you're in the time zone already.
So I'm going to New Orleans, started flashing my titties at the mailman.
Shut up.
And eating churros.
I dare you to flash your little boobs to the mailman. You'd be like, this boy.
This 12-year-old. Fucking. Yeah.
Don't check bags.
Ever.
Ever.
Don't ever check. I just don't.
I hate checking a bag. Yeah. Everything about it adds time. Mm-hmm. You're like, I hope my bag gets there. It's
put an AirTag in it.
Yes. And if you're going to check bags, get luggage AirTag. Trackers. This is just two travel things in general. And I love this one. Put a shoe in the safe if you use it. So you don't forget your valuables.
Oh.
Because you're not going to leave without one of your shoes.
I was like, where the
I know.
I never would have said that.
I know. And then this last one is consider getting a prepaid like visa when you're traveling to keep yourself on a budget.
Like, ooh,
when,
I like that.
I know when it's done, it's done.
Oh, I really like that.
Yeah.
I used to ask my travel agent to send the currency in like a certain amount. Like when we went to Thailand, we just left off the cash that she sent.
Yeah.
Also get your currency before you travel because it's usually cheaper at your own bank.
Oh my God. I literally have had currency from Thailand when I went 9 years ago.
Wow.
That I just like haven't exchanged because it's like a fucking.
You're like, somehow I'm going to lose money on this.
I know.
Well, we're both going places this weekend.
We are. I'm going to Chicago.
Yeah, but you won't be able to promote that show. But what else do you have to promote?
Yeah, March 5th at the Hollywood Improv Lab.
Yes!
We're doing the second ever After Hours Live. It's my sex show.
So funny.
Kelsey went to the first. She was an all-star.
So funny.
You're going to be on it at some point.
I faked an orgasm. Let's just say that.
She was incredible. And then May 2nd, After Hours is being done at Dynasty Typewriter in LA for the Netflix is a Joke Festival. Opening night, 10 p.m. show. Please, please, please come if you're in LA. I need to support.
I will be there for both. Also, we have retreat spots left at don'tpanicretreat.com. We have day passes and rooms left. Check it out.
Hell yeah.
And then until next week, arrivederci.